Hello, this is Richard Miles with BoardGameAuthority.com.
And today I am with
Chris Leader. I do retailer relations for Calliope Games, and I'm the designer of Roll For It.
Tell us a little bit about why we should go out and be excited for the new release that's coming out.
Sure. Roll For It began, most of my designs were strategic, and my family and my wife would tolerate them, but they didn't love them. So I wanted to create something that my family would play, and I could get more people around the game table. So Roll For It was my attempt at creating something kind of fun for everybody. So it's cards on the table with dice images, and you roll dice and you try to match them to those images and score 40 points worth of cards first. It's really quick. It's really simple. You can learn it extremely fast. And right away after I designed it and put it on the table and put it in front of people, it got a great response, and I was thrilled. So when I came to Calliope 3 years ago with it, it was a perfect fit for Calliope. We're all about games you can learn quickly and you can play in less than 40 minutes and you can see a large number of people. So it worked really well for Calliope. And we found over time that we originally started with two different sets. There's a red set and a purple set. Each of them can seat up to four, but you can combine them. They're different color dice, different cards, and you can seat up to eight players with the two sets. So what we wanted to do was create a set that combined both of those and really spoke to gamers, something that was just beautiful. So we had just gotten Calliope's brand art redone by a fantastic artist named Echo Chernik. So she and Lazarus Chernik had created this amazing layout for our new deluxe edition Roll For It. And it takes these awesome steampunk whimsical images of Calliope and the Pegasus and the dragon, and it puts them on the cards. The dice are translucent, and then some are pearlescent, and they're metallic looking, and it's amazing. And it's all in a tin that is blocked on the inside, so you can roll your dice. If you take this thing, the best thing about Roll For It is it's portable. You can take it anywhere. I've played it in airports. I've played it in Irish pubs. I've played it at the dinner table. I've played it all over the place. The tin you can fit in your pocket, but you would open it. It's blocked. You can roll your dice into it so it doesn't make a tin noise. It's got a dice bag in there that you can put any components that you're not using if you're playing with less than eight players. So we tried to get this package, beautiful, beautiful art. Keep the design simple the way it was, but something that people can take on the go. Gamers can put it out. They're excited to see this beautiful art, and then they can bring new people into their hobby. That's the main thing. You put this on the table, non-gamers will want to play it, and then they might want to take a look at, you know, a gamer's hobby, maybe that they haven't looked at before. So that's where they... A gateway company, that's exactly where we want to be. We want to be filler games, we want to be gateway games. Roll For It hits that sweet spot where you play it with people who don't normally game, and they might say, hey, you know what, this is kind of an interesting thing where I'm putting these here, and you say, hey, I'm teaching this person worker placement without them even knowing, and now I can graduate to a different game. So we want to introduce non-gamers, we want to bring them into the hobby, and we want to be a gateway. And I think that the Roll For It Deluxe package with all of the eight players worth of components and the dice bag and the flocked interior, the embossed tin, you know, the embroidered bag, it's just the perfect way to do that.
I appreciate the gateway games myself. I have my circle of friends that I game with, but then I also want to game with the in-laws. And they're not all into the real hardcore gamer games, right? The hobbyist games. So any game that I can play with them, get their on their kitchen table, or get their 19-year-old kids or whatever involved also, that is great for me. And a game that scales up to eight players, because if we're on a family vacation, sometimes there's, you know, six, seven people involved, and not every game does that. So the scalability, I really appreciate that too. Can you talk about that for just a split second about the, is there a difference between a four-player game and an eight-player, time-wise, interaction-wise, things of that nature?
Sure. If you play with up to four players, you'll have three cards on the table. If you're playing with any more than four players, you deal four cards on the table. That way, there's a better chance that your dice that you placed on the cards are still going to be there when it comes back around to you. As far as rules-wise, that's the only change. The gameplay in an up to four-player game is probably going to be 15 to 25 minutes. If you're playing with eight players, it may be a little bit longer. It may be a 40-minute game. A lot of that has to do with the people you're playing with. You might be playing with some real cutthroat folks who are really going to go after you. And the other thing about it is you will be socializing while you play. You'll be laughing about what happened. But you know what? Someone brings out a plate of buffalo wings while you're playing, you might start eating that stuff. You'll forget about the game, and you'll be interacting. And then suddenly someone will say, oh, yeah, it's my turn,
right.
And you get right back to it. So you lose track of time while you're playing because it's very simple. It's something to focus on the table, but it's not something that dominates the gathering. So it's a great focal point. So I would say as far as scaling up to, you know, a higher number of players, it might lengthen the playtime a little bit just because there's more social interaction. But really, that's kind of what you want when you
right.
get together to play some games.
I heard the Thuro 10th Anniversary Edition is going to be something to look out for. Can you tell us when we should expect to see that?
Well, right now we're working on the timetable, we're working on the production. I will say that from all indications, this is going to be a game that if you are lucky enough, it's going to be limited, but if you are lucky enough to have this game, you will have people flocking to your house to play it. The components are going to be gorgeous. The experience of playing is going to be amazing. We've met so many Cyril fans over the years who just really adore the game and they play it with people. They use that as their gateway game to bring people in. This is going to be Cyril taken to the absolute extreme of just beauty, and it's going to be the centerpiece of a lot of people's collection. I'm saving my pennies because it's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Sounds good. I appreciate the time you took to talk to me today. It was very good meeting you, and appreciate it again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I've been your host, Richard Miles, for BoardGameAuthority.com. My guest today was Chris Leader of Calliope Games. You can find this podcast on iTunes. Subscribe, please. That would make me very happy. You can also connect via Twitter at BoardGameAuth, BoardGameAuth. We have a Facebook page. That's facebook.com/BoardGameAuthority. And as always, there's our website, www.BoardGameAuthority.com. Drop us a line. We would love to hear from you. Tell us who you'd like me to interview next. Or tell me that you should be the next guest. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, game on.